Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing today?
Doing all right.
Awesome, awesome, ma'am. My name is Tony, and this is not a sales call. We're calling you so that we can conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Great. Now, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Now, there will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Now, are you definitely going to vote in that primary?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely, but I haven't quite decided who yet.
Okay. Well, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking, I would like to ask if you have a favorable or not favorable opinion of the following people. If you haven't heard of them, just let me know, okay? Now,
okay.
What opinion do you have about Chavo Pastrano? Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, what type of opinion do you have about him? Is it favorable or unfavorable?
Not favorable.
Is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Debbie Gonzalez Igalsby?
I don't really know her.
Okay. What about Roland Gutierrez?
somewhat favorable.
What about Ruben Becerra?
Very favorable.
Beto O'Rourke?
Very favorable.
Greg Kasar?
Don't know him.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
What about Aaron Zwiner?
Very favorable.
Okay. And in a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate, to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Probably Roland Gutierrez.
Okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Zwiner or Chavo Pastrano, would you vote for?
Aaron Zwiner,
okay. Here is some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Chavo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos. As the son of a farm worker, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chavo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priority will be increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on age 35, and increase the minimum wage. Now, Aaron Zwiner is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Aaron is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training, and works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development. And she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Sweeney or Chavo Pastrana?
Erin.
Okay. Now, how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for state representative? Use a 1-to-5 scale where 5 means most important and 1 not important at all. Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
4.
What about fighting against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process?
5.
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
4.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
5.
Strengthen Texas' electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5.
When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? A candidate who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives?
I believe in 100% choice.
Okay. Here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions to a candidate for the Texas State House. Please let me know if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it would make no difference to you. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Would you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it will make no difference?
Can I ask for a clarification?
Well, let me read again. As a lawyer...
Are they defending? Are they representing as a defender?
Yes, as a matter of fact, let me read the statement, okay? Again.
Because everyone is, that wouldn't make a difference to me.
Okay. Now, let me read this other statement, okay? They're just talking about ex-candidate, okay? Now, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Would that statement definitely make you vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it will make the difference?
Probably vote against.
Probably, okay.
Do a little research on that myself. Because
now, if there is a candidate working as an attorney, try to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Would that make you vote definitely against that candidate?
Yes.
Probably, okay.
Definitely against.
While the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere. So they don't have strong, deep roots here. Would that definitely vote against him?
No.
Probably?
No, make a difference.
Okay. What about the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County? Would that make you definitely vote against
Possibly.
That candidate? Probably.
Possibly.
Okay. And I truly thank you, ma'am. Okay, we're almost done. Just allow me to read these other statements, and then we should be very close to being completely done. Okay? Now, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Swinner. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. That statement makes you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about Erin Swinner.
Okay. Very positive, and I'm sorry, but I have to stop now.
Okay. Could you please give me just one more minute? We're almost done. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Would that make you feel very positive, somewhat, neutral, negative?
Very positive.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space. How does that make you feel?
Very positive.
Erin Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Erin Swinner has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Very positive.
Erin Swinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter bill, restrictions against...
Very positive.
Now, Representative Swinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions of in funding from public schools to teachers and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive, I think.
Awesome. Okay. Well, ma'am, now let me ask you this. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron Zwiener or Jeff Bassano?
Aaron Zwiener, as I have for the last 3 years.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, ma'am, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 through 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Awesome. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
What is the last grade you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Master's degree, okay. How long have you lived in Hayes County? 0 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or 30 years or more?
30 years or more.
So you were born in Hayes County?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you native?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.